Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Colloway. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Appling moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Colloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colloway strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hoag moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa takes first base on ball four. Blair moves to second. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball towards center. Hoag settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hoag. Krivic moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. Quell is hit by the pitch. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Callaway moves to third. West moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Callaway scores. West moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. QL bunts towards third. Blair fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blair. Moses scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. QL moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0, White Sox. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Bess pinch hits for Jack Knott. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herman Bess now pitching. Jim Castiglia now catching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. QL hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Appling moves to third. QL moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. QL scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Castiglia for a passed ball. Hoag moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callaway bunts in front of the plate. Castiglia fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoag moves to third. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoag. The slide. Castiglia applies the tag. Hoag is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Castiglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Blair reaches second base with a double. Castiglia moves to third. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castiglia scores. Blair scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0-for-1 in the game. Bess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walesa moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Walesa moves to third. Bess moves to second. one out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallace scores. Best scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh strikes out. The ball gets by Castiglia. He chases the ball to the backstop. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Dietrich bunts for an out with unknown description. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Castiglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castiglia hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. West strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Walesa hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Herman Bess. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.